Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Speaking of high intelligence, Tim Berry's here. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software and the world's expert, the expert on the planet for business planning. He's written all the books that matter on the topic, and he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. That's a nice introduction, too.
Well, it's
very happy to be back with you again.
It's good to have you back. Tim has been with us now, folks, since January of 98. That makes him a founding member, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. And, you know, Tim, I actually spoke to a college group of an entrepreneurship class at a college last week, and I was telling them, they asked me to come talk to them about business planning. And I was telling them about our track record. You've been with me now. When I told them, when I did the quick math in my head and told them how many times you'd been on my show in the last 12 and a half years to talk about just business planning, you should have seen how big their eyes got. And they, you know, I think they had no idea that two people could talk about that much about business planning. But it's a multifaceted issue, isn't it?
Well, keeps me going, I'll tell you.
Well, you
know, not to mention keeping my company going, but yes.
Well, the thing about it is, every time you and I talk about business planning, we're not just talking about a plan, a document, this thing that we take and hand somebody. We're also talking about the fundamentals of operating a business.
Business planning, business management, business optimizing, business making a success of.
Exactly.
Business planning, yes.
Exactly. So what are some of the things that you're working on these days? Helping, I know that you teach business planning as well. You help people, help others with their business plan. What are some of the things you're working on these days?
Well, you know, these have been hard times for a lot of businesses, right? Mm-hmm. We're still sort of getting ourselves out of this depression. I'm sorry, recession, we hope, right? It's that kind of a slow period, and that's a time when lately I've been talking to people about, like you do with athletics, whether it's football or golf or tennis, like you do with a lot of things, let's get back to fundamentals and sort of do a refresher. So I'm going to suggest this morning that maybe a fresh look at strategy with a feel for fundamentals. I think there's three things we should look at and two questions we should ask,
Tim,
about our strategy.
I'm glad you used the word strategy, because I want you to get started on that. But here's something that I really want to point out to people, and I started talking about this a while back. Make sure that if your business is not going where you want it to go right now, if you're bogged down a little bit, you can't seem to get out of your tracks. And maybe, Tim, a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, maybe you could say, okay, I'm going to have to live with this because that's the way the economy is. But at this point in the recovery cycle, Tim, we all should be asking ourselves, okay, is this the economy or is this my strategy? How much of my failure to perform, my company's failure to perform, how much of that is still the economy? And how much of it is my inability to lead my business into the second decade of the 21st century? I think we're coming to that breakpoint right now. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's an excellent point. And it reminds me that strategy is, there's a few things that everybody assumes they do well, and only bad news gives us the bad news that maybe we're not doing
right. It
so well. And I think, I don't know if this is still true, but it used to be true, and particularly for the male gender, that everybody assumes they're a good driver.
Yeah. Of course, and I am. See, I am. You are.
Yeah. Well, me too, see. And you never know you're not until something bad happens.
Right, right.
I think strategies like that and, the third big thing that's like that is probably not to be mentioned on the radio, but...
well,
you know, so it is it's strategy. I love what you're saying because sometimes we just go through the motions and we don't take a step back and look at it honestly and what's going on.
Well, it's time. It's time for all of us to shake off this pall we've had on us, these ashes and sackcloths that we've had for the last year or two or so, and say, okay, you know, the recovery is what it is, and I'm going to make sure that if whatever happens, whatever fails to happen, isn't because of me or isn't because of my management, isn't because of my failure to have a strategy. When we come back, we're going to get him to tell us what those three things are and those two questions after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.